KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. In recent years, the movie business has fallen into the same pattern, a feast of holiday releases followed by sudden famine in January. This time, though, the contrast has been unusually stark. Star Wars broke every box office record in the book and gave the false impression of a movie medium in radiant health. Now, the famine of these past several weeks has brought us back to the reality of an industry that functions by fits and starts. There was no way to review Robert De Niro's Dirty Grandpa because Lionsgate didn't screen it for critics. That was probably an act of mercy. And there was no good reason for me to see The Fifth Wave, which Sony held back from critic screenings until Wednesday night. The one movie you might enjoy knowing about, as opposed to actually seeing, is William Monahan's Mojave. Like the high desert that provides its main setting, Mojave is dry, often windy, and full of hot air. The story proceeds from several wrong assumptions, that a successful but depressed Hollywood screenwriter might be good company, that it might be interesting to follow him on a self-destructive journey to the Mojave, and that high drama might ensue when this man of few words, few spoken words, encounters a rageful, hyperverbal drifter. Not just any rageful, hyperverbal drifter, but someone who claims to have an IQ equal to that of John Stuart Mill, who seems to have been thwarted in his own screenwriting career, and who gives every sign of being the hero's doppelganger. William Monahan won an Oscar almost a decade ago for his screen adaptation of The Departed, and this is his second feature as writer-director. Mojave may well be his rumination on his own success, there but for the luck of the Hollywood draw go I, but it's couched in relentlessly sententious style. If only the director of this turgid film had been tougher on the guy who wrote it. The co-stars do what they can. Garrett Hedlund is Thomas, flirting with off-road disaster as he drives hell-bent for redemption, then standing his solitary ground at night while unseen wolves howl around him. I think they represent studio executives. Oscar Isaac is Jack, mouthing off about solitary dudes going mental in the desert. They include Jesus and T.E. Lawrence, dismissing Ahab's missing leg as a facile plot device and proclaiming himself a Shakespearean villain. I'm into motiveless malignity, he says. Mark Wahlberg does a brief and conspicuously unpleasant turn as Norman, Thomas's coked-out producer. Walton Goggins is Jim, his taciturn agent, wearing stylish shades while he channels Jack Nicholson. At one point, Thomas, or maybe it was Jack, asks, "Do you believe in the duality of man?" And Jack, or maybe it was Thomas, replies, "No, I believe in infinite complexity. I believe in simplicity, and I couldn't find any here." I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW week after next with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.